This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 367. What to say if you're in an IELTS speaking pickle? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn fluent and natural ways to refocus yourself on the IELTS speaking exam and impress the examiner.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. But the big news is that you're back from Peru. So
I am.
How are you doing?
Well, I guess you could say I'm recovering. Yeah. My body has taken like a week to recover from this crazy Inca Trail hike that I did.
Oh, wow.
It was a bit spontaneous. I never imagined I would have a chance to hike the Inca Trail because it's so hard to get tickets for it.
Yeah.
But we did. We got lucky. It was the rainy season, so there were a couple spots free. We used some connections and we got tickets. And
you
so
you used some connections and you got tickets. That sounds so cool. You're like, I got a
that
guy.
Sketchy.
I got an Inca Trail guy. He can take
right.
care of you.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So, listeners, Lindsay was describing some of this experience before we started recording, and it sounds challenging to say the least.
Yes.
I don't know if a lot of people could not make this trek.
Yeah. No, this is not. It's funny because when I was walking the trek, as it got harder and harder, I got more and more confused because I feel like I hear like middle-aged women, not middle-aged, like older women, men, you know, senior citizens talking about hiking the Inca Trail all the time. And I have no idea what they're talking about because this was a hard trek. Like, this is not easy. There's a lot of uphills. It goes at the very top. You're at the highest is at 14,000 feet.
Wow.
And, you know, I was in quite a pickle up there at the top.
Way to bring it back. Way to bring in the theme. Yeah. I think, elevation and lack of oxygen, right?
Yes.
It does that. It confuses us. And also when we're nervous and we get off track, right? It's that moment of just sort of, I've used this word before, befuddled. I don't know why that's like one of my favorite words.
You like right that now. Word? That's a good word.
But when you're, you know, a little bit confused, a little bit hazy, your mind is not focused, not sharp.
Yes.
That's when we get into danger on the exam, on the speaking exam, because we start repeating ourselves or we start going off topic. And that affects our score. That brings down the fluency and coherence score, the vocabulary score, and possibly the pronunciation score as well, because you're just not in a confident place. And so you don't sound like it either.
Yeah. And if we have a kind of a go-to phrase or two to kind of reset things, be able to say that phrase, let the examiner know what you're going to do now and reset and take a breath and then move in a new direction, it can change that downward spiral. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, this happens to native speakers all the time as well, right? I mean, we're distracted.
Sure.
We lose the topic of what we're talking about. Not just at 14,000 feet, but like at this daily life. So it's not like the examiner expects you to be any different. It's just how you handle it. So, I mean, if I were on the exam and I was nervous, right? And then I like wandered off topic, I would naturally use these phrases that we're going to teach you guys today to bring it back, right? This is fluent. This is coherent. So this is what will impress the examiner.
Absolutely. And in the past, we've talked about how you can actually take advantage of moments where you start to get confused or off track by using this great vocabulary. And that's another thing to note, right? Could it also increase your vocabulary score if you use some of this fancy vocabulary?
Yeah, for sure. Especially these more like idiomatic phrases to bring yourself back to the topic, right? To refocus yourself. Yeah, for sure. It'll raise the vocabulary score. And in the blog post for this episode, guys, I will link to the other episodes with more amazing phrases and vocabulary. Like recently, I'm not sure if it was a video. Was it a video? I think it was a video. It was a video or a blog post, but it's all the information is on the site, guys. So I will link back to these other episodes. So this is episode 377. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search for 367. And then this will link to all that other vocab. Okay. Hello, lovely IELTS candidates. If you are ready to get all the strategies to increase your scores in speaking, writing, reading, listening on your next IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Good. Okay. So what are those phrases then that we can use? How can we reset things and move in a new direction and also increase our vocabulary score?
At the same time. So this first, it's more like a structure with a lot of variations, really. And this is really natural. So the first thing I thought of that I would say in this situation was, well, what I want to say is blah, blah, blah. And recently we talked about using wanna and gonna, like these short forms. Yeah. So this is a good example of that.
And it's okay that's kind of casual, not a problem. I'm just imagining a question that one of our listeners might have.
Exactly. So in speaking part one and part two, not a problem. Not a problem. Mm-hmm. But in speaking part three, the questions are more formal, more high level academic. So I don't think it's appropriate to use these short forms in speaking part three. However, having said that, in a moment where you are confused and refocusing yourself, I think this is an exception because this is a natural way. This is what a native speaker would do. Like if I, you know, just started going off in a total crazy, wild, whatever tangent in part three, I would say this. I'd be, well, oh, I'm sorry. What I want to say is blah, blah, blah.
So, sure. Yeah.
So what else, like how else could we change that? Well, what I want to say is, or well, what I meant to say was blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, what I meant to say, you could say, or what I'd like, if we do want to be a bit more formal, what I'd like to say is, you could say it that way.
Yeah. Or, well, what I was trying to say, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of variations on this structure that you could use from informal to formal, right? So,
absolutely.
Guys, I'm going to type up all these phrases. So remember episode 367, you can come back and practice these yourselves. Okay. So we did think of a couple more sort of idiomatic ways as well to refocus ourselves. I really like the phrase, bring it back. I really like this phrase and it's not super common. And I think it would really stand out on the exam. So Lindsay, how could we use that to refocus ourselves?
Yeah. So I might say something like, oh, let me bring it back, right? Yeah. Let me bring it back. Let me recenter. So let me bring it back. And then I move on with what I want to say in another direction.
Exactly. So these phrases, guys, these could be used at any point in your answer. So even like mid-answer, wandering off topic, use these phrases. Or if you feel like you've been talking for too long, you need to finish to conclude. These can also be conclusion phrases.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. What else, Jessica? Did you write down a few others?
So you could say, let me put it this way. I like that too.
That is so cool. That sounds so natural.
Yeah, you know, completely. And I've never heard a student say that, I don't think.
No. So the student would really get points there because, again, the way to get that 7 or higher is to be different from your average student, right?
Exactly. And I mean, we've mentioned that these are good for vocabulary, good for fluency and coherence. But these structures, guys, like this is good for vocabulary as well, right? Because we talked about this a couple weeks ago where it's not enough just to – oh, in the vocabulary episode about Obama, like it's not enough to just remember a single word by itself. Like it's good to remember it in the biggest chunk possible. So this is a good like example of that, like learning these whole phrases, these whole chunks.
Yes.
Yeah. And then practicing. Yeah.
Yeah. This is getting away from the idea of just memorizing lists of vocabulary words, which I'm afraid some of our listeners are used to doing, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to get away from that. And we want to learn these phrases, know how to use them as chunks in real, kind of real mock speaking tests, right? We want to be practicing, preparing.
Yes. Totally. So you guys can get lots of, you guys can get model answers and some questions, again, just by going to our website and searching Speaking Part 3. Also, in our course, we have three practice tests that are IELTS valid level, like challenging some of our students in like motivating them to keep practicing because they are difficult, these practice tests, as well as all the strategies you need on the speaking exam to impress the examiner. So if you guys are ready to check that out, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Love it. Love it. Excellent. This has been so important. And I love the idea of, you know, using one strategy to increase your score in different ways. And also, of course, get yourself out of that pickle.
And guys, you could even use that because that's the most adorable idiom. Like you could just, how could we say, you could just like stop, you know, you're wandering, blah, 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 blah. You could stop yourself and be like, oh gosh, I feel like I'm in a bit of a pickle right now. Let me bring it back. What I meant to say was, and you could just combine all three of them like that.
That's awesome. I wish I had had these easy go-to strategies when I was at the top of the Inca Trail to get out of my altitude sickness. I wish there could have been something so easy.
I know. If only words were magic. And yeah. That's actually, just as a last side note tip, guys, a student in our Facebook group asked for some sci-fi recommendations recently, which, of course, I was more than happy to provide. And it just occurred to me, there's another book that everybody should read. It's called Snow Crash, and it has to do with the power of language and like the magic of words in this other world. Anyway, so that's just my last recommendation. Read good Snow Crash.
Good recommendation. I like that. Okay. Very cool, guys. So again, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and check out the course at allearsenglish.com/KEYS, as Jessica just mentioned. Okay. So we are off the air.
Have a good day, Lindsay. I think you need a little rest after your adventure.
Clearly. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.